Okay, so topic two for the night. About 2 weeks ago, I had a really fun encounter. I managed to gather up a local playing group for RPGs. I've been trying to get together a gaming group for a couple of years now. I managed back in 2006, I managed to find a local Shadowrun group. Had some fun with that. Unfortunately, people graduated from the college that we were playing at, and that group pretty much dissolved. Sucks, but what are you going to do? Then in 2008, I managed to get together a group of two of my coworkers to do a D&D session. Problem was is that about a month before we were going to do our next session, the corporation downsized, let go of those two employees. One moved to Mississippi. The other moved to Arizona. And I hadn't quite gotten to the point of virtual gaming at the time. So it didn't quite work. So that sucks. But I've been trying to get one together ever since then. And in April, I managed to succeed at that. My wife, our friend Dave and Becky, my co-worker Natalie, and my friend Greg from the F7 community, you know, all managed to gather, and we had a wonderful time checking out the World of Darkness Werewolf the Apocalypse setting. We ended up using those standard rules, but I moved... my wife is a... All the people there except Natalie are former gamers. They roleplayed at one point or another. Mostly back in the early 90s was the last time most of them played. So, you know, for a lot of them it was kind of a rehashing an old but new experience. And, you know, my wife agreed to play on the stipulation she could pick the time period. I agreed, and she wanted Roman. So we're playing in 164 AD on the Isle of Man in the Britannia. Roman-occupied Britannia. So, it was an interesting concept of playing werewolves back during that time period. Even using the, you know, tribal structure and setting that exists within Werewolf the Apocalypse. It's a very interesting world. It's not what I'm used to with Werewolf. Last time I ran a Werewolf game was probably 2001, 2002. And we ran a modern day one. So, it was really odd just, you know, running it in such a, you know, very different time period. You know, I'm used to running things like D&D or, you know, other kind of tactics-based fantasy games in anything that's older than modern day. So this was a twist. Well, sorry, not modern day, but 20th century. But this was a twist. It was a fun twist. The group managed to take to it as if they had never stopped gaming. Becky's role-playing was, you know, spot on, this kind of over-the-top wolf thing, you know, and it was a lot of fun bringing together these different aspects of my life together to game. And I guess that's kind of a long road to get to my point of this particular episode, which isn't so much the gaming, that's kind of the preamble for it. It's more along the lines of the fact that I managed to combine three parts of my life that I just rarely ever do. You know, my personal life at home, between my wife and my wife's friends, you know, that, I talk about that stuff once in a while, but for the most part it's very private. It's, you know, because my wife is not too keen on the, you know, public discussion, notoriety, or whatever's going on in our household. And so if you notice, I mostly keep to things that involve me, not what's going on with her family and such. And so, bringing in Natalie, you know, a coworker, I've had a few coworkers have seen the outside of my house, just, you know, carpooling, they dropped me off, that type of thing. But before Natalie showed up, the only other people had been in my house was my coworker Mark, who used to carpool with me pretty much daily. And, the previous two gamers who played D&D who came over one time. So, having coworkers probably going to start coming over monthly for the game, I mean, it's an interesting mix. You know, this is somebody I've told my wife about plenty of times, and, you know, and mixing in with my life, getting to see my life. And that's pretty cool. But to top it off, we also have Ouch coming in, Greg. Ouch, as he's known online, is a member of the F7 gaming community. I've talked about them in the past. And lo and behold, I found out he lives, you know, locally here in St. Pete. Well, St. Pete isn't exactly local to me, but it's close enough. It's closer than most of my friends online. So, you know, getting him, having someone from, I know from my virtual life, mingling with my coworkers, mingling with my family and close friends, well, close real life friends, that's an interesting experience. One I don't really have the chance to have too often in life. You know, it's happened a few times in the past, and every time it's usually a moment that really stands out. Like, the two times I've gone to Dragon Con, making Andrew a real life friend, meeting some of the podcast authors that I adore and getting to be friends with them, making them real life friends, or at least convention friends. Or, you know, the first Dragon Con where Becky's friend Jeff shared a room with me, giving me a tie between our real life friendship and, you know, the virtual friendships of Dragon Con. It's an interesting kind of thought on things. You know, you have that, then you have, like, a few years back with the Second Life convention and meeting people in real life that I had talked to virtually for months and years in Second Life. You know, never seen their face. Most of them hadn't even heard their voice. I mean, nowadays, that's not so much a big deal because voice is everywhere. Image is a lot of places, too. Point being is that, you know, I haven't had many opportunities that the different paths of my life have crossed different thresholds. And I gotta tell you, I like it. You know, I know in the past, when I've tried to mix different groups of real-life friends, I haven't had much successful opportunity for that. But this particular group worked perfectly. You know, the game went smoothly, but more importantly, these people got along outside of the game. They made fast, you know, friendship. I know that not all of them remember each of their names, but that's okay. You know, that takes time. And who am I to tell someone that how dare they forget somebody's name? Because I am terrible at that shit. But it just makes me happy. And I'm looking forward to doing it more in the future. It's social outing, social presence is not something I'm really high on. You know, I have a Skype group I hang out with every night, but outside of that, I really don't regularly talk to anybody. And, you know, there's a lot of times I think that needs to change. I need to try to reach out to people more. I need to try to connect with other groups of people. Hell, the Burning Wheel group is the first time I've talked to somebody on a regular basis outside of the Skype group who wasn't part of, you know, F7 or outside of work. So I need to find more people out there, be more social, and find more ways to combine these different paths. World's interesting. People are interesting. I need to make myself available to them.